full rosters for the Ravens have to be there by the 20th. Rookies by the 13th. I think first day of practice 21st. So that makes it 12 days away. Orioles start a three-game series against the Cubs tonight. Perfect time to talk to our buddy Todd Karpovich. Covers the Ravens for BaltimoreSports.com, the O's for PressBox. And Karp, thanks as always for joining us. So we are exactly 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. I'm checking the pulse. Everyone we talk to, Oriole-wise, are you expecting them to be aggressive?
I do. I tell you right now, it's hot down here, man. It's one of the hottest games I've ever covered. Yeah, I do. I do expect them to trade. I don't expect them to be overly aggressive because I don't think they're going to part with so many prospects. You know, there's guys who are untouchable, but I do think they're going to try to grab a starter who can, you know, because right now that fifth spot, you know, between Cade Probert and Irvin, you know, is tenuous, you know, with those guys. How much can they give them? So they got to add a starting pitcher, and I think, you know, they can get by with, you know, a mid-level bullpen guy. But yeah, I think they're going to be aggressive with the starter. I just think they're going to add some bullpen help.
Todd, how surprised were you when the Orioles only got three All-Stars?
I was surprised, but, you know, some of the younger, you know, when the players sort of voted in the guys, those young guys, they haven't been around a long time, you know, got guys like Westberg, but their time's going to come. You know, I was surprised just three guys. I thought they would get more than that. You know, I thought, you know, Kimball was a guy who definitely should have got in, and, you know, and Grayson Rodriguez, you know, he's tied for the Major League lead with wins. He's another guy that should have got in. Both the other guys got in, you know, instead of Grayson. So, yeah, I was a little bit surprised that way. Some of the older guys, though, I think their time's going to come. I think the players already know them yet. But, yeah, I still think there's also a chance these guys can still make it as alternates. But, yeah, I think, you know, with the Orioles roster, that's going to change in years to come as far as number of all-star players.
Well, Corbin Burns is going to be at the All-Star game. What do you give his chances at starting the All-Star game? Maybe the first Oriole to start a game since 1980. It was Steve Stone.
Stone. Cy Young year.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's got Cy Young and Seth Lugo. I think it's two guys who are, you know, two guys who could be the stars. You know, Kimbrel and also Burns, you know, he's going to be on some rest here, so that's also going to play into it because he's not pitching this weekend. Probably not pitching this weekend against the Yankees. He's pitching tomorrow. So, yeah, I think it's a really good shot as far as the way he falls on the rotation and the way his performance this year. I think he's a guy who will be in the Cy Young conversation also at the end of the season.
Talking to Todd Karpovich, Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's follow up on Burns a little bit. The Orioles could have chosen to pitch him tonight and then again on Sunday, getting two starts out of him before the break. I saw the Cubs originally had Imanaga pitching tonight but moved him tomorrow, same reason, so he could pitch in the All-Star game. Are you a little surprised? Like, priority-wise, wouldn't you want to get two starts out of your ace before the break? He would be ineligible to pitch in the All-Star game, but I guess that's what he wants to do.
Well, we'll see, because Randy High talks 3:45. We're going to ask him that. That's definitely, you know, the Yankee series is huge. Every game at the Yankees now is going to be big because of the division. So, yeah, we're going to ask Brandon Hyde about that in about a little over an hour.
Todd, what are your expectations for Dean Kramer tonight, coming off a great first start off the IL?
Yeah, he's been up and down, you know, the entire year. He's been really good. He's been hit a little bit. I think he'll have a good start. We'll see how long he can last in this heat. Because it's supposed to be mid-90s, that first pitch. Dean Kramer, I think he's growing into a pitcher. I think he's getting better. He's developing. I think he'll give him – if he can give the Orioles, you know, six innings, I think he'll be really happy about that.
Karp, I thought today would have been a perfect day to call Kobe Mayo up. Coming off the off day, we heard Mike Elias a little over a week ago talking like he's on the tip of our tongues. He's very close. When do you think we're going to see Kobe Mayo?
I think we'll see a post All-Star break pretty soon. I think they're going to make some moves. I think they're going to be really aggressive in the second half of the season as they start to do the stretch run toward the playoffs. They're going to put their best lineup there. They're going to put the best players on the roster. And they're not going to worry about hurting feelings. I think the Orioles got a plan here over the second half of the season. And I think Kobe Mayo is part of it.
Todd, something that the Orioles have been doing recently is this platoon with Heston Kerstad and Austin Hayes, a ton of success. They've had 54 plate appearances, .375 batting average. I would assume this is going to continue.
Yeah, that's working for him exactly. Kerstad's really coming on. He's showing a lot of raw power the second time he comes. He's showing more confidence at the plate. But, yeah, and this is also takes some of the pressure off Hayes a little bit, you know, as far as having to play every day. But, yeah, I like the way Hyde is balancing those two. I think we're going to see that moving forward. The Orioles have a they have a surplus of the outfielders, so that all these guys have got to hit, or they're going to find themselves on the bench.
Well, Karp, and we're talking to Ty Karpovich, where does that leave Colton Cowser? And could you see a scenario where Colton Cowser is dealt at the deadline?
I think there's a chance. I think you could package him with a couple prospects and get some good return on him, because Colton Cowser has a huge upside. But again, the Orioles, you know, they have a surplus of outfielders. They got to make some decisions here because there's only so many spots, so many games guys can play. But yeah, I think that's on the table.
We're speaking to Todd Karpovich. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Todd, let's get to the Ravens. Mark Schlereth, he was on the show last week talking about his comments, Lamar failing to develop receivers. What did you think of Mark's comments?
That was a really polarizing comment. It's not really Lamar Jackson to develop receivers. You know, I mean, he's got to give him the ball. You know, I mean, Lamar Jackson's got to figure out his own stuff and run the offense and understand the game plan, understand the playbook. I don't think it's Lamar Jackson's to develop the receivers. He's got to get on the ball, you know. But these guys also, they had to play their way into it. You know, Rashad Bateman's got to – he's a first-round pick. He's got to play better. You know, Zay Flowers gave him a huge boost last year. Yeah, I think coming in the second year, I'll have an even better year. But, yeah, I think Schlereth's a little overcritical of Lamar. And I tell you what, it's the way it's going to be until – Lamar Jackson wins the Super Bowl, he's going to be a guy who's going to be a subject of criticism because he's done everything else in his career. Now he has to win the big one.
So how confident are you in this group of wide receivers as we enter training camp, Karp? Rashad Bateman, just was watching video of him working out, and obviously year two is Zay Flowers. Aguilar back, what do you think?
I think they're going to be okay. I think we're going to see a lot of two tight end sets.
Yeah.
Because I think their two best players are likely in Andrews, and likely could play like a wide receiver. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what Todd Monken does with these guys. And again, you know, they got Derrick Henry in the backfield who might get 300 carries. So they're going to run, they're still going to be a running team. Lamar Jackson, a dual quarterback who can also run. So the thing is, these receivers, they got to make the most of their opportunities when they get targets. But I think they're going to be okay the way the Ravens are going to run this offense.
Todd, how do you handicap the AFC North today?
I say Bengals, Ravens, Browns, Steelers right now, just because of Joe Burrow. But that could flip. I think the Ravens do have the best starting lineup. I just think that the depth is a little bit of an issue right now, a little bit of a challenge. So they got to add some players. We'll see how the Bengals bounce back with Joe Burrow being healthy. But again, you know, health's a factor. And the Steelers, you know, they got two new quarterbacks. So that goes. The Browns, but their defense will be really good. It's a matter of what their offense can do. So right now, you know, the Bengals and the Ravens are top of the division.
Yeah, by the way, the Steelers have two quarterbacks, but do you trust either of them?
No, I know. That's the thing. They're on one-year deals. Basically, could be on one-year deals. We'll see. Russell Wilson is going to be a bounce-back year for him. So we'll see. I tell you what, the Steelers' quarterback situation could be worse than it has been the past couple of years.
Todd, you mentioned Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow on a podcast recently was talking about the possibility of an 18-game season, two bye weeks. One would be week 13, and he thinks they should do the Pro Bowl festivities that week. Do you like Joe Burrow's idea?
I think so. I think the NFL, I think they can spread out the season a little bit more. 18 games, you know, get the Super Bowl into a Monday's a holiday when people get off. That would be fantastic. Of course, they'll probably have to lose another preseason game. But now they do these joint practices, though. You know, so what's the difference? I think they get more out of the joint practices with the starters playing than they do in the preseason games where the starters don't play. You know, but yeah, I think we're moving that way where the NFL definitely wants to stretch out the season because, again, you build revenue. And also, you give that guys more time off, you avoid injuries.
Ty Karpovich covers the Ravens for BaltimoreSports.com, the O's for PressBox. Karp, thank you as always for your time. Try to stay cool down there.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks so much.